Radio.Dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. Red Storm in the house. Penguins looking to break the longest losing streak in memory. And now with some pregame notes. Here is the sophomore broadcasting sensation, Patrick Kayabyab.
Well, first of all, Stu, I just want to talk about the players to watch for this game for DU, for this team to start winning. And number one has got to be Michael Wells. He's the veteran, fiery leader that talked about the 14-game losing streak and wants to end it tonight. And I want to end with a quote here with Adam Chavez. Welcome to our winning streak, AC. And number two, Miles Carrillo, the freshman stud people talk about around campus. Great ball handling skills, great passing skills, needs to work on some shooting. But this guy can play. And alongside number three, Killian Larson, now a second-year man that wants to win and loves the crowd to get the ball in the paint. And his quote for tonight's game is final. Back at home, good crowd, we got a good chance to win. And all he's asking is for the crowd to get involved, and that's what they're going to do.
Well, one might argue a good chance to win, considering the Penguins have yet to win this semester, or this season, I should say, this semester included. And Dixie is 8-4, playing very well. So we have the Red Storm in the house, and we will have the national anthem soon.
Starting lineup.
And the Penguins will be sending out their starters soon. So we will have the national anthem coming up very shortly. Piab is retrieving the starting lineup right now since it's not released until the very last second. Hey, get up. And we're looking to get the national anthem underway here very shortly. Although Brandon Davis is up high atop the ladder repairing the net on the southern hoop. Thank you very much, Pia. Bringing me the starters for the game. Somebody's going to get the national anthem going here very shortly. Brandon Davis gives the high sign. Here we go. Now a live rendition of the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, nice job with the national anthem. Live at the Conlin Center, Red Storm, Penguins from Dominican University of California. So, for the Red Storm, under John Judkins, the head coach for Dixie, he's assisted by Drake Schrader and Ryan Sanchez. He'll be sending out number 20 is McKay Massey, a 6'2" sophomore out of Payson, Utah. Number 22 is Jeremiah Barnes, a 6'1" senior out of Compton, California. Number 40 is Tom Whitehead, a 6'6" senior out of St. George, Utah. Number 44 is Griffin Jones, the 6'5" junior out of Cheney, Washington. And number 52 is Solomon Jensen, a 6'8" junior out of Centerville, Utah, for the mighty Penguins from Dominican University of California. Number 23 is James McKinnon, the 6'5" freshman out of Melbourne, Australia. Number 30 is Xavier Muldrow, a 5'9" junior out of Riverside, California. Number 32 is Xander McNally, a 6'2" junior out of San Francisco. Number 44, the killer, Killian Larson, the 6'10" sophomore out of Puyallup, Washington. And number 45 is Leon Hart, the 6'5" senior out of Hayward. The Penguins are out on the floor looking to snap a 14-game losing streak against a very formidable opponent in the Red Storm. Right out here from Dixie State, Utah, in the house, Conlin Center, broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn with you. Piob is alongside our next broadcast two nights from tonight. The Penguins will be welcoming in the Lopes from Grand Canyon University, 5:30 women, 7:30 dudes, right here at the Conlin Center. And we will have that for you live. For the Penguins, Leon Hart in the middle. He'll be going up against Griffin Jones. A couple of big guys in the middle. Ball's out, tipped up, coming toward us. Penguins have it. Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Xander McNally comes up with it, gets it off to the left wing. Penguins just working the ball around, getting a feel for things. 15 seconds into the game. Leon Hart down low, off the rim. One shot, 2 points. Penguins lead. Good shot there from McKinnon at the baseline. Bringing it up as Jeremiah Barnes picks up a screen, drifts across to the left side. Now he's back. He's got his hand taped up. Ooh, he almost muffed it there on the throw to Whitehead. Three ball goes off. No good after the shot was left by Barnes. McNally brings it up now across the insignia. Penguin women routed tonight. Penguin men would love to get a split out of this thing. McNally's got it on the right wing. He's way too far out there to shoot at about 30 feet. Killian Larson. Did Killian get some new ink there on that left arm, the upper left arm? I'm not sure. We'll have to get an insider's report on that. Here's McNally with the soft drifter. 6 seconds on the shot clock. No. Killian with the rebound. That'll be his first of many tonight for the 6-10er. Killian Larson, the communications major. Also a star DJ here on the radio station. Killian's got it left wing. Thinking three ball, but not really. Actually, he's just looking for a place to put it. 18 and a half. Penguins playing a lot of catch. Good patience. 13 seconds. Hart with a three ball attempt from the right wing. No. 2-0 Penguins. Barnes drives it in. That's Jeremiah Barnes, the 6'1 senior out of Compton. McNally with the foul. The first foul by either squad of the game. And Barnes will go to the line.
And yeah, Killian Larson did get ink on his left arm and attached to his chest. He got some tribal. He told me his meaning about his family, and he's going to get that colored in later in the summer.
All right. I'll talk to him in class about it tomorrow morning. Art, you're in that class too.
Yeah, I'm in that class too.
9:25 we meet as Barnes misses the first one. On the way, Barnes cans the second one. It is 2-1 in favor of the Dominicans. Inbounds hard to McNally. Now they bring it up. James McKinnon gets it back over to McNally, left side. Xavier Muldrow with 18 minutes to go. Oh, Xavier with a nice 360 spinner, takes advantage of it. Oh, brother, on the up and under. A massive rejection by the 6'5" Griffin Jones. And Piob, that may have been a record. The rejection ended up in the 44th row of the grandstands.
Yeah, that almost hit Stephanie Carnes and her mother.
That was way up there. Carnes, I think she's sitting in the top row of the stadium. 9 seconds, Penguins have it. That was a big rejection. Outside Hart, 5 seconds to go. Hart short, Penguins get it. Good job there chasing it down by McKinnon. And then they give it away. McKinnon had it for an instant, and Barnes ends up with the ball. He drives in, and with the walk, Barnes gives it back to the Penguins.
Yep, Jeremiah Barnes wearing number 22. No relation to Matt Barnes, even though Matt Barnes did wear 22 for the Golden State Warriors.
No relation to Gene Barnes, one of the great point guards in Dominican history. Now the coach over at Branson. 16:30 to go. Barnes on the Red Storm, not on the Penguin squad. Gene Barnes played about 2005 for 1 year. Tavani's first year, played for Tavani in high school. Gene Barnes, one of the sweetest shooters the DU squad has ever seen. 17:25 to go, fans. Killian's got it on the inbounds off to our left. Penguins attacking the Southern hoop in this, the second game of tonight's NC2A doubleheader, where the Penguin women were creamed in the early affair. McKinnon's got it. Back to the top, McNally. Seven, McNally's got tons of Red Storm in his face. Three ball on the way from Xavier Muldrow! Hoobo! 5-1 Penguins after Xavier. And now the steal on the give and go by McKinnon. Here's Xavier left side on the way up. He gives it back off to Leon Hart. Hart can't believe he got the no look, and somehow Xavier Muldrow emerges from the pack, Piab, with the get. With a lot of traffic there. 5-1 Penguins lead the 8-4 Dixie State Red Storm Penguin ball. Good moves there by Xavier Muldrow, one of the fastest players in the league.
Yeah, and there was a foul on Dixie State on Leon Hart catching the ball, so the ball will be on the floor.
And the Penguins get the ball back, and that's a good thing. There was a shot clock reset of some sort. McNally back over to Xavier Muldrow, who just canned that gigantic tray ball to keep the Penguins' momentum going, and he was out on the right wing when he did it. He really jumped high and buckled, nailed that big three. Here's Killian. Killian grabbed it and walked with it, and then he hurls the ball up in the air. He almost hits the roof. He really knew he did it right away, Piab.
Yep. Well, back to Muldrow. You know, it's very rare for a point guard to make threes, and Xavier Muldrow is putting three-point games into his game.
Yeah, he is an all-around shooter, a real defensive specialist, a great guy to have on the point. Muldrow came into the league a couple years ago with a burst of speed, the type of which the NAIA had never seen. And now the Penguins in the NC2A, as the shot goes off by Whitehead, is good from the left side, and he draws the whistle.
Man, I like the effort by Whitehead. Whitehead, he's a senior that's 6'6", and he's very rare to find in the paint.
Three shots on goal by the Red Storm. They did not give up, and they finally got it to go from Whitehead, left side. And he misses the free throw, and Leon Hart comes flying in, easily grabs the rebound to a packed house here at the Conlon Center. 5-3 inside of 16 minutes. Penguins on top. And just to finally get back to that point about Xavier, he is easily one of the fastest players in the league, if not the fastest. And since you are listening to radio.dominican.edu, it is probably not surprising that we think that Xavier is the fastest player in the league. 15:54 to go. Oh, there she is right there. Immediate timeout. Piab and I will be back in a few seconds.
Hey, Bud. I was just about to talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help, too. Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own host, your own radio show 1 hour a week?
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communication Department. But I hate to say it, now it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
That's all, folks.
All right. The end of the timeout has come, fans. 15:54 to go. Stuart Horn and Piab on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting from San Fran to Japan. From the Yukon to the Euphrates, from Mumbai to Dubai to all corners of the universe and beyond. Although I'm not sure how many corners there are. It is radio.dominican.edu. Back underway. Inbound Storm bringing it up toward us. Storm moving from our left to right, from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Here's the long jumper by Maurice Cole. And it is good from the top of the key. 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Red Storm foul is on 10, Maurice Cole.
And so Cole follows it in, Piab, with a foul. He knocks down the deuce, runs in, and I think, well, the ball must have been in play. So immediately subsequent to knocking down that two ball, Maurice Cole then racks up a foul. I don't know if he was just pumped from knocking down the deuce.
Maybe, but I mean, he did have some penetration in the lane to knock down that mid-range jumper, and here comes Cole right away.
Xander McNally goes up left side, just way too much on it. And then Cole, with the rebound, Cole runs back up and knocks it in. And Cole brings it down and scores the last 4 points for the Red Storm.
Yep, and he's 2 for 2 on the game.
15 minutes to go, fans. 7-5 Storm, first time they've led tonight. Hart's got it, down low, killing it. Short, Larson couldn't get it to fall from close range. That is his bread and butter, Piab. I am surprised Larson missed that one short. 14-41 and a whistle. And the Storm walks with it again as a scoop job. Grab it, scoop it over. 14-41 to go. 7-5.
Well, Dixie State did do their scouting report on Killian Larson, and they did put 6'8" Jensen Solomon to body up the big 6'10" man.
Penguins now have it off to our left with 14 and a half to go. Leon Hart's got it top of the key. There's Killian. Now he gets it down low as Hart broke in after the toss off. Hart ends up sliding backwards on his butt, having been fouled by Griffin Jones. That's the first against Jones, the 6'5" junior out of Cheney, Washington. Killian out, Xavier out. Lewis back in there, or in for the first time tonight. And also in for Tavani is Connor Haysbert. And Xander McNally with a very quick move on the up and in. Penguins bring it in, boom. McNally tip. Game tied, 7-up. Piab's drinking one right now. Piab?
Yep, that's anyone's bread and butter. That's a simple feed right to the paint, and bam, put easy two buckle.
Everton Arujo has come into the game for Dixie. Everton Arujo is a big man at 6'8", 220 out of St. George. No, check it. 6'7" and 230, even bigger.
He's
a senior. And now the Penguins give it away as Haysbert tries to find one of the D's down low. Here's Cole three deep. Leon Hart comes down with a rebound after he gets wrapped up in a gigantic way with Griffin Jones.
Up the Red Storm calling for a walk on Leon Hart, but they didn't call it.
No whistle. The fans did want it, though. 13-20 to go, fans. Score tied at 7. Left side, Haysbert. Gets it back to McNally. Down low, Hart. Tipped out, and they're going to give it back to Dixie State. Coach Tavani comes up on his feet, and he is unhappy.
Yeah, there's miscommunication. Leon Hart saying, my bad, or is he saying, give the ball to me earlier? We don't know what he's saying, but there's frustration on the sideline of the Dominican Penguins.
Ian Collins runs in, tucks in the jersey, and he's on the court. In place of James McKinnon. 13:05 to go, fans. Score has been tied for a while now. Dixie's got it. Donovan Plunkett gets it off to Cole, runs in. Everybody's thrashing and banging, and it looked like one of the D's. Leon Hart jumped up. Piab and almost knocked the ball off, backboard right off the standard. He hit that thing so hard. Now the Penguins get it down low. Collins had a clean shot, does not take it, throws it into the scoring table. Unbelievable. The Penguins had two clean looks at it.
Yeah,
and
again,
they throw it out of bounds.
Yep, it's again missed communication. It's that they're playing jet lag on the back from Hawaii. The trip to Hawaii is just making them jet lag. They're looking like that right now.
9-7. Man, jet lag on a 5-hour flight, huh? Maybe. 12:24 to go. Here we go, fans. Everton Arujo has it under the bucket. He's fouled on the way up, or at least he draws several whistles. No referees approaching the scoring table. Now the referees are going to have a quick little conference and talk about it. 12:21 to go. They're going to reset the shot clock, and the foul is called against. No, it's just out of bounds? No, let's see here. I think he indicated it's against Solomon Jensen. Is that possible?
Is that even possible?
No, it's not. He's not even on the floor.
He even did
showed
say
52.
Five.
Oh, he said 5'5". Yeah, that guy's not out there either. There's no 5'2". There's no 5'5". I'm not sure who it was against. It's against the Penguins, apparently, because the Red Storm got it back. Everton Arujo is wrapped up under the bucket with Connor Haysbert. Haysbert out of Sacto is a 6'8" freshman at 240 pounds.
Yeah, he's matching up against Everton Arujo. And, well, this freshman's got a lot of work to do against Everton Arujo.
Cole with a three ball left wing. Good after Killian Larson gave the ball back to the Red Storm by virtue of a foul. The third committed by the Mighty Penguins. Two committed by the Red Storm. Penguins trail by five. 11:52 to go. Radio.Dominican.edu. Now the Penguins, Leon Hart's got it between the circles. He drives in off the right elbow, loose ball. Ball's all over the place. Somehow coming up with it with his Donovan Plunkett. Three ball on the way by Landon Clegg is good. No, it's just a two ball, P.O.P. Thought it was three, 14-7 inside of 11.5. Miles Carrillo gets ready to re-enter the game along with Killian Larson. 11:20 to go. At Carrillo's first shot at the game tonight. Oh, driving in from the baseline on the right side is Mark Lewis. Gets it to go, and a whistle. Here's Piab.
Yeah, Miles Carrillo, that freshman stud everyone's talking about on campus, is ready to get in, and Mark Lewis just takes it in with some contact and lays it up and in. And those are the hops that the little man, Mark Lewis, freshman, not the the school president, is putting up for attack mode here for the Penguins.
Timeout. Conlin Center, 11:16 to go, 14-9. If you would like to interact with Piab and myself right now, log on to the AOL Instant Messenger fans. Our screen name is DUC Radio. DUC, like Dominican University of California. DUC Radio. And send us an IM right now on the AOL Instant Messenger. Piab and I will give all shout-outs as long as they're clean. Send them in now. DUC Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Say what you need to say.
Say what you need to say. Yeah. Are you looking to be a part of something bigger than yourself? Surrounded by competitive people thriving off success? Becoming part of a family that has your back every step of the way? Right. Then Dominican University of California has a place for you. Join an athletic team today and be a part of an ongoing tradition that doesn't die. Success. Because being good just isn't good enough.
When being good just isn't good enough. Boy, ain't that the truth. 14-9. Penguin men are playing very well right now. Penguin women were very flat tonight. And I'm sure Brianna Chambers would be the first to step up and say that. Mark Lewis converts the three-point play as Miles Carrillo has come into the game. Uh-oh, backcourt penalty called against the Red Storm after it came off of the foot of Tom Whitehead. A muffed pass hit Whitehead in the foot and went to the backcourt. Penguins get it on the unforced error. 14-10, coming up on 11 minutes. Carrillo now brings it up. Carrillo goes between the legs over to the right side, gets it down low to Killian on the elbow. Killian backs in, 360 spinner, short. Larson. Larson's had a couple clean looks, P-Up, and he's not making the most of it. Generally speaking, Larson will take advantage of those types of looks.
Yeah, he normally does, and just maybe it's tattoo. Maybe it's just distracting to him. Maybe he's looking at it too much. But being
Come on,
in
man.
The paint is his bread and butter.
It has nothing to do with that tattoo. I'll tell you what, if it is, I'll remove it myself. Killian and I are on very good terms.
Yeah, I am too with Killian, but I mean, maybe it's just distracting.
He's one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
He really is.
Yeah, even though he's a 6'10", about 260, maybe more. He's a nice guy, but put him on the basketball court, and he's not so nice. He's got ice in his veins when you put him on the court. However, tonight he's missed a couple of short, easy ones. And when he sees him on tape, he will not like it. Here's the runner heaved up by Ian Collins after some great ball control. Collins goes back and forth, goes between the legs, goes around the back, finally up with it. No. And the foul is committed against Collins, committed by Whitehead. That says it's his first, but I'm not sure of that. Collins on the line. The first one is missed.
Well, you got to love that take by Ian Collins. Collins just became aggressive, and he became really well just to take that foul and just trying to lay it up. And here's his second attempt for the free throw.
All right, Collins gets back there, toes the line with the left foot, missed them both. Are you kidding me? Man, oh, man. The Penguins in the middle of a, well, let's hope it's not in the middle. Let's hope it's the end of a 14-game losing streak. They've yet to win. Penguin fans hanging tough with them. But, man, then you get Collins in there who misses free throws, both of them. You never see Collins do that, one of the best shooters on the team. And the team's loaded with shooters. I mean, the Penguin team is stacked with shooters.
Yeah, this is a very offensive-friendly team.
You're right. Somehow they're in the middle of this terrible losing streak, the likes of which we've not seen in a long time. If, well, certainly not in the Tavani era. Loose ball after the Penguins missed it. Now they drive it in. Tavani up on his feet. Griffin Jones, right side foul. Short on no bucket. Tavani wants to, he's talking to Collins. Tavani's talking to Collins. I thought Tavani was yelling at the referee, Piop, but it was he was yelling out orders to Ian Collins. And Griffin Jones to the line.
I thought he was yelling at me. I started getting scared.
I hear you. That one was against Miles Carrillo. Now, you don't want Tavani yelling at you. He's an intense guy.
He's a great man.
Oh, yeah. 33-year coach. This one by Jones is missed in the Marin area. And Tavani, the author of defending the middle half, Tavani knows his game. If he yells at you, it's probably for a reason. Inbounds to Carrillo. Carrillo now picks up the screen, goes behind the back. Carrillo barks out the play. Squeezes it across midcourt to Collins' left side. 15-10, Penguins trail. Penguins hanging tough. 9:16 to go. Uh-oh. Fouls against Griffin Jones. And that's the second against Jones, five committed by both squads, Piob. And Jones gets yanked. In his place is Derek Owen, a 6'8" sophomore. So Dixie's got a bunch of big dudes, and the bench is just loaded when you can yank Griffin Jones, who's 6'5" at 220, and in his place dump in Derek Owen, a 6'8" 220. What a luxury. Although the Penguins have got some pretty big dudes themselves. From the right side, drifting softly, Jeremiah Barnes, the 6'1 senior out of Compton, softly finds the hole. 17-10. Hart getting ready to re-enter. 8:45 to go, clock rolls, whistle. Off ball. This one's against Killian.
Not looking good so far for the Penguins, and Hart's going to check in.
Everything going wrong for the Penguins, but the Penguins are still right in it. Down by seven, yes. But, I mean, nothing good has happened so far for the Penguins. Even with that last play, Killian has no idea what happened. I mean, if you're going to create a foul, you at least want to know what it is you're getting rung up for. Dixie's got it now off to our right. Bounce, bounce, down low. Working it against Killian. Larson with a turnaround jumper. Penguins can't get the rebound. Derek Owen with a rebound. Now the Penguins can't get the rebound again as Owen missed it. Finally into the hands of Whitehead. Three shots on goal. You give him three every time it's going to happen, Pia.
Yeah, just a look of frustration on the face of Killian Larson. Nodded his head after Dixie State just made that easy two ball.
You can't give these guys three shots every time. Penguins now on offense. Coming up on 8 minutes, Penguins trail by nine. Six unanswered for the Red Storm. Left side Collins. Foot fake Collins. Off the baseline, Collins left side, left-handed. Pretty nice move there. He faked everybody out. They ended up on the floor, 19-12, 7:50 to go.
Yeah, more on Collins. He is a swingman for this Penguin team. He is a guy that could play the point, could play the small forward position, and he could also play the shooting guard position, and he could dunk the ball really well.
7:40 Clock rolls. Derek Owen gets it, but he has it pinched between his right shoulder and his neck. And that brings us to a media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Basketball from Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, PIAB Radio. Dominican.edu.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
Yeah. Are you looking to be a part of something bigger than yourself? Surrounded by competitive people thriving off success? Becoming part of a family that has your back every step of the way? Right. Then Dominican University of California has a place for you. Join an athletic team today and be a part of an ongoing tradition that doesn't die.
Success.
Because being good just isn't good enough.
Do work. Go Penguins.
All right. Thank you very much, Hunter Hornstein. The Icebox well represented here. The student section here at the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. Our next broadcast, fans, don't forget, two nights from tonight, the Antelopes from Grand Canyon University will be here. And we'll have it for you live, 5:30 girls, 7:30 boys. Radio.dominican.edu. For the Penguins, Daniel Chaladinas has entered the game. Quick up and in for Dixie. No, down with it, Killian. Larson with the rebound. Boy, they had a good shot at it there. Killian was right there in perfect position to haul it in. Penguins trail by 7. McNally would love to make it 5. Here's Killian. No look to Leon. Left side, Chaladinas. He high dribbles. No whistle. Threw it away. Chaladinas right in the middle. McNally live. Oh, McNally with a steal off the end line. Good hustle there by Xander McNally. That was a super play by Xander, 19-12 inside of 7. He's got it now on the right wing. A whistle off ball, and they give it back to the Red Storm. Off ball.
Just missed opportunities for the Penguins. They have opportunities to score, but they're just not capitalizing on it. Another turnover.
And off ball. That makes it somehow worse. You know? If you don't have the ball, you're not a part of the play. What are you doing? Creating the foul. When it's going against you, boy, when it rains, it pours. And when you have a 14-game losing streak going, it's pouring on the Mighty DUs right now. 6.5 to go. Soft jumper on a turnaround by McKay Massey. Massey got the start tonight. Didn't get much work in the first part of this game, but this was a very deft touch from the right elbow drifting in. The 6'2" sophomore cans the deuce. 21-12 with 6:16 to go.
Well, the Red Storm is just raining on the Penguins' welcome home parade. They're putting storms over here on Conlin Center. There's no need for that right now. We need the Penguins to step it up. And another turnover by the Penguins. Incredible.
Penguins give it up. 21-12, playing a little bit sloppy right now. 6:10 to go as the Storm gets ready to bring Everton Arujo back in. Stepping out of bounds, Dixie. And Leon Hart will bring it in for the Penguins right in front of the Penguin bench.
Well, Leon Hart's the one playing his heart out right now. He's got a lot of game left to play, and like what Mike Wells said, a lot of basketball left for today's season.
Hart is definitely the center of attention right now. He is down low with Killian. Over to the right side. Here's the Penguins have it on the right edge. Now they get it back over to Xander. Daniel Chaladinas goes low to Leon. Oh, brother, thrown away. And Hart with a bullet pass over the top. DU wasn't ready for it. No, nobody. I don't know where that one was going. Nobody. It was intended for McNally. McNally had broken in and never even came close to catching the ball.
Now, I was counting. That is 5 turnovers in a row for the Dominican Penguins out of 5 possessions. 5 out of 5 possessions are turnovers.
McKay Massey's got it. He just scored a big deuce. Off ball, McKinnon. Check it. That's McNally. McKinnon's out. McNally rings up his second. Now Tavani is yelling at Leon Hart and also over toward Killian Larson. giving him the instruction. Now he's barking at the referee. 5:27 to go.
Man, take a look at Everton Araujo. This guy's just built like a beast. 6'7", 230 pounds, and he's in the backcourt.
Whitehead misses the free throw, but the Penguins cannot get the rebound. Three-pointer by McKay Massey goes down. Penguins call a timeout. You're listening to Radio.Dominican.edu on the radio home of the Penguins worldwide. Radio.Dominican.edu.
University holds some of the highest GPAs on campus.
Just over the head and it's in. Bratsburg with their second goal.
Give our athletes your support by attending games here at Dominican or visit them on the web at www.dominicanathletics.com. You can also listen to Penguin Action Live via your smartphone or online at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you and go Penguins.
Bumped up right side, helped across, and that's it! Swingle with the block, Josh! Swingle puts it away!
All right, fans, we are back, and I want to give a shout-out. Two shout-outs. One to Michael Wells, number 10, turning 23 today, and Brett Poncha. My boy Brett, happy birthday, number 22. Poncha, Wells, both players for Tavani this year. Both a couple of great guys. I mean, those guys are one in a million, each of them. Just, that would be one each and two of 2 million. And Killian Larson is the Penguins bringing it very quickly. Killian turns 180 and drops it. So will we hear from Poncha? Will we hear from Wells on their birthday? Both of them, 22, 23 today. Happy birthday, guys. 4:44 to go.
Well, if the radio thing does not work for Wells or the basketball thing doesn't, he could be a great coach for the Dominican Penguins. He knows his game, and he knows how to talk. He's a communications major.
Yeah, he is a superb radio personality. From the left wing now, McKay Massey drops a deuce. 26-14. And Leon Hart follows up with a long two ball after the assist from McNally. 26-16, Penguins trail. Piop?
That's just a clean jumper off the elbow, use some penetration, and use ball movement. That's how to beat Dixie State, men or women.
Everton Araujo gets it over left side. Jeremiah Barnes, three ball, no. Penguins have got it, driving in McNally. Oh, McNally with the spoon job and a timeout. This is a media timeout. Both teams get it. Neither one's blamed for it. Radio.Dominican.edu, 26-16, Penguins trail.
Are you looking to be a part of something bigger than yourself? Surrounded by competitive people thriving off success? Becoming part of a family that has your back every step of the way?
Right.
Then Dominican University of California has your place for you. Join an athletic team today and be a part of an ongoing tradition that doesn't die.
Success.
Because being good just isn't good enough.
Do work. Go Penguins.
More than being able to go to the grocery store, or ride the bus alone, or do all the things that sighted people can do, to have a guide dog is to embrace all those little things in life, the experiences, the moments we often take for granted, that give life joy and purpose.
I'll tell you what, giving life joy and purpose would be to see the Penguins break this losing streak inside of 4 minutes, 26-16. That would be very joyful for me and my partner. So here we go. Penguins trail by 10. It's not an insurmountable lead, that's for sure. Dixie's got it off to our right. There's that McKay Massey. He gets it down low to Derek Owen, and Owen finds the bottom. Coming up on 3.5. First half action. Piab and I will have a halftime extravaganza for this game, too. Leon Hart powers one in from the right side, Piab, and will not be denied. Here's the shot off by Araujo. He slams into Xander McNally, who had come set under the bucket. Now he was moving, though. So they're going to call it against McNally. He got nailed. I mean, McNally got absolutely slaughtered as Tavani is still yelling at the referee. I mean, he's trying to be civil, but it was awfully hard as a lot of the Penguin fans all realize what happened. I think maybe the referee just looked up.
Maybe.
It happens.
There's no restricted area.
Well, it's like he stepped into the crease. Everton Arujo on the line, on the way, and it's good. And that guy's got one sweet free throw stroke. Boy, is that pretty. Just one piece. One piece back, one piece up. So McNally gets yanked. And Lewis comes in to box out. And Lewis ends up with the ball. And he flips it off. And the Penguins will bring it up. Xavier, 29-18, Penguins trail. Coming up on halftime, fans. It's about 3 minutes to go. Oh, brother, stolen away again. A very quick move by McKay Massey, who swiped it away from the Penguins. Ouch, that hurt. As the D.U.'s had it, Lewis was looking up court, trying to set up the play. Massey snuck right in and swiped it away from him. That was a sneaky move. Media timeout, radio.dominican.edu.
In 2010, the Dominican men's and women's soccer programs ended the season on the wrong foot, with disappointing losses to PacWest rival Notre Dame Dana Muir. In 2011, the Penguins, led by leading goal scorer junior Juliana G. Bratsberg and senior Pedro Guevara, looked to score early and score often throughout the 2011 season. Soccer director Jonathan Delano is excited about the upcoming spring season and also looking forward to the maturing of returning players in the 2011 season.
Groundbreaking on the Field of Dreams is hoped to start the spring 2011 semester and be completed midway through the fall 2011 season. Come cheer your Penguins to victory at the new stadium in Forest Meadows.
It's right at Forest Meadows, but tonight we are in the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. Penguin basketball on the air worldwide, a worldwide broadcast. Oh, it's always so nice to say that. 11 years, 11 seasons on the air. Pia, over 600 basketball games broadcast on DU Radio. Another season, here we go. 3 minutes exactly, fans. We're back underway, 31-18. It is opening night as Xavier almost has it stripped away by Cole. Boy, these guys can play some D. Uh-oh, now Cole's all alone. And he's not going to miss that ever. And Maurice Cole, the 6 foot junior, was able to get the gift after falling out of bounds. Leon Hart fell off the end line, just threw the ball back in play, and in stride, Cole got it. Here goes three balls. Brendan Holmes deep. Back down Cole with a rebound.
It's just sloppy play by the Dominican Penguins right now. Turnover after turnover, then a missed shot. It's just really bad to watch for the Penguins today.
It just the Penguins, the other thing is this. It seems like they're always on defense. It seems like the instant they get the ball, something happens as Mark Lewis hits the deck very hard, a little bit slow to come up, but he does bounce up. Our ASDU president, Mark Lewis, a tough guy.
He's got a little hip to his step right now, but
yeah.
Penguins got the ball. They got to dominate right now.
33-18. Lewis is up, and he's okay. Haysbert back in there for the mighty Penguins. Speaking of Haysbert, he brings it in. 90 feet to go from our right to left. Penguins now on offense. They get it down low. Work it out. Three ball again. Brendan deep. Holmes. Tavani's got him shooting that outside, big long, 27 foot, maybe not that far. In fact, it's nowhere near that. It's 24, two in a row on the same right wing. The first one, he's got the good line, just not the distance, and you got to have both on those threes.
The Holmes man just not feeling his shot today.
Yeah, Brendan Holmes, a new recruit. He's a freshman for Tavani. and has had some very good work so far this season. Tonight, 0 for 2 outside.
Yeah, and he's a three-point specialist like his boy, Michael Wells.
33-18, Penguins trail. And we're coming up on a minute and a half to go. Muldrow gets it to Lewis. Back over to Holmes. Doesn't do it this time. Now in there to Haysbert. Holmes down low. Now they got the shot off. Leon Hart had it from close range. Couldn't get it to fall. Three ball on the way, Holmes. Yes, no. In, out. Out. And a whistle. It's going to go Red Storm's way. So not only that, Holmes couldn't get it to fall, but it didn't matter because it was going to be waved off anyway.
And the Red Storm gets a trip to the line. Double bonus.
With 1:20 to go, the Penguins have committed 10. Red Storm committed 7. 33-18. For the Red Storm, Brett Adams, a 6'4" senior out of Sandy, Utah. On the way, and it is good.
Larson returns for DU.
Larson checks in for DU. Trying to get a fresh start, trying to get fresh bodies to just get this streak out of here, but they're down 33-18.
Penguins with a rebound. Adams goes 1-for-2. 33-18 with 1:11 to go. Three aces on the board. Brendan Holmes goes top of the key to Xavier Muldrow with a good foot fake. Muldrow sets it up over to Lewis with a give and go. Dixie doesn't bite. To Haysbert. Now to Killer. Very softly. Oh, brother. Another close one from Killian. Very close. And that's the shot that Killian loves, that soft 180 spinner. Maurice Cole now brings it back up the other way and jams a three down the Penguins' neck. Holmes goes to Killian. Off the glass. Killian gets it to fall. No glass. From here, it looked like it was going to get glass. It kind of jumped off the front of the rim, Piab, and then just trickled over the front after it lay there for a moment.
Yeah, Larson just used his soft hands to lay that one in, and Dixie State now turns the ball over. Penguins have a shot to bring it to single digits.
That's interesting that you say that. With 20.9 seconds to go, Larson does have soft hands for such a big dude who's capable of doing so much damage defensively and boxing out and keeping things under control offensively. When he gets the ball from close range, you've got to have the softies.
He's like a tight end. Reminds me of young Todd Heap, big guy, 6'10".
9 seconds to go. Down low, Killian. 6, Killian. 5, Killian. Kick out, Xavier. 3 on the way. Missed it deep. Ooh, there's the end of the first half as Haysbert gets wrapped up with Everton Arujo. Piab and I will be back with the statistics. Halftime extravaganza. Just a few minutes from now. 37-20. Penguins are still in this thing, believe it or not. Stay with us, radio.dominican.edu.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. You are now locked on the Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feeling me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu, home of Penguin Radio.
He's ready to sit.
All right, thank you very much, Piab. Good job of the halftime extravaganza there, folks. 37-20. Red Storm in the house. Opening night basketball. The Penguins looking to be, hoping to be a little more competitive than this. January 20th, 2011, the first broadcast of the new year. Our next broadcast will come 48 hours from now. The Antelopes from Grand Canyon University will be here. 5:30 women, 7:30 men. And we are about ready to get the second half underway. And here we go. Hart's got it off to our right. The Penguins attacking now. The northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Back to Muldrow. McNally. Hart. Stutter step. Hart. On the way deep. Rebound. Solomon Jensen. Hart was grabbed on the way up. And there should have been a whistle there. But there was none. In fact, that first half took less than what, Piab? About 50 minutes to play.
Yep.
I can't believe it. There were so few whistles. And that last play against Hart was an indication of how loosely the referees are going tonight. Because that was clear. Hart should have drawn a whistle.
Right now,
Hart's got it at the top of the key to Killian Larson. Good ball control. The Penguins have absolutely zero patience in the first half. Good patience here in the second half. Got it to Killian Larson. Turnaround jumper easily. Missed.
Yeah, the refs are just letting him play. No fouls, no nothing, no excuses. That's a show on Dominican Radio. But right now there's no excuses for the Penguins to be down 37-20, even though there are too many turnovers. That's their fault, just mishandling the ball.
18:50 to go. 37-20, no scoring here. A whistle. And Dixie Ball on the sideline, down on their end. 2 hour left. Dixie attacking the southern hoop. Having gone after the northern hoop in the first half. Southern hoop is the one you come in under when you enter the Conlin Center. And now a throwaway. And the Penguins have it back. As McNally's got it, he taps the top of the head. Goes and finds good old Killian Larson. And Larson knocks down the deuce. And if Larson can simply get the bugs out and get a few of those to drop, and now it's answered by Whitehead on the other end. 40-22 after Whitehead drops a tray ball. Following up Larson's sweet two. Coming up on 18 minutes, fans. Second half action. McKinnon's got it. Now to Killian. Now top of the key. Killian sets up the screen. Killian's so big he can screen out four at once. Killian under the bucket, off the glass, up and under with spin. Too much spin into the hands of the Penguin cheerleaders.
Just a great move by Killian Larson. Little up and under, double clutch. But just that soft touch, just a little too much on the backboard.
Quick up from Leon Hart on the inbounds, and he draws a foul. And Leon will go to the line. Boy, he almost knocked that thing down. 40-22. And finally in the second half, Tavani takes the sport coat off. Loosens the tie a little bit, just a little bit. Not much. Tavani's intense, man. He's one of those coaches you just want to do well for. I guess the good coaches are. Gets the players want to play well for him. And the first one from Hart goes down. Much to the delight of the gigantic Penguin crowd here at the Conlin Center. 17:48 to go.
You know, the Penguins are still in this. Just 17 points. You just need a few stops, more points on offense.
Hart makes it 16. And the D's are just a little bit, just a few swings of momentum away from being right back in this thing. On the birthday of both Brett Poncha and Mike Wells, Dixie works it down low. Derek Owen with a turnaround softy. The 6'8er knocks down the deuce. Top of the key, Hart. McNally goes to Xavier between the circles. Xavier ran headlong into the 6'7" Everton Arujo. And that's not one guy that you want. As Hart goes to the line again. Surprised he didn't make it. This one's on Arujo. Arujo draws his first. That's the second against the Storm. Penguins haven't committed any in the second half. And now with a play-by-play, here is my partner, Piab.
Now Hart just took it strong right there to Everton Arujo. And you just got to love the competitiveness that Hart is showing for today's game. With no Adam Chavez, Ian Collins not being himself, Killian Larson getting hammered in the paint. Hart has been doing all the dirty work. So it's nice to see someone stepping it up for the Penguin squad. But we're going to see if Hart can do it for the entire game. There's a loose ball foul on Killian Larson. A look of frustration throws the ball right back to the referee. That's a second foul.
Was that off ball, you said?
That's a loose ball foul.
I mean, Larson only had the ball for a half a second before the whistle blew.
Yeah, he pushed off with his free hand.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
He didn't argue it, so he knew it.
Just frustration on the look of his face coming back.
Yeah, he really does wear it. You're right.
Now look at that big frame that Larson had, and Everton Araujo just threw it over. That's a 7'6" wingspan that Killian Larson's throwing up there. And Araujo just threw it over. Incredible. It's like a Great Wall of China throwing the ball over that. Well, here comes McNally.
That's a good one.
Crossing over Barnes. Trying to look for a pick and roll, doesn't find it. And will overthrow McKinnon for a simple alley-oop. It could have been a dunk, could have been a layup. That would have brought the house down, even though they're down by 19 points. Right now, Dixie State has the ball. And Barnes shaking his head, saying, "You can't guard me. You can't guard me." He's going to try to take it over to Xavier. A simple pass, another pass, and that's Araujo. Lay it up and in. Dixie State dominating the paint, even though the Dominican Penguins have a lot of big men. Incredible, but McNally's going to take it over. Tops his head once, calls the play, crosses over, looks for a pick and roll, double teamed. And there's a foul. Finally, there's a call on Barnes, and he's laughing. Barnes laughing for some reason, takes out his mouthpiece, smiles at the referee, and he knows he's going to be out because that's his third foul.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the big smile's about. If you draw your third foul and get yanked, I don't know, I wouldn't be smiling. But he, just like you said, he looked right at the referee, gave him a great big smile. Not a sheepish grin either, not the type where you say, "Oops, yeah, you're right." It was something other than that, and I'm not sure what it was. But he has been really causing a lot of trouble on the Penguins tonight. 46-25, 16 minutes to go, timeout.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ P-Yop from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About?, and The Hotspot with DJ Juice.
Every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey everybody, you are listening to The Hotspot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
And that's right, we're playing
basketball in the Conlin Center. Both me and Stu love basketball. That's why we said at the same time. But right now, basketball at the Conlin Center. Oh, just off the fingertips of the big giant. The giant from Dominican, 6'8" man, Connor Hayes-Burton. It's off his fingertips. Another turnover. Shooting 59% on the game is Dixie State, but a terrible 37% are the Dominican Penguins. 59%, how to compete with that? That's incredible. And that's a little loose ball foul. 3-second violation on Dixie State. No foul. And Stu, what do you think? Do you think the Dominican Penguins have a chance 15 minutes left down by?
Yeah. Do they have a chance? Yes. Yep. Are they going to need to make some changes? Yes. They're going to need to start. You know, I mean, it's the little stuff, and it doesn't always come down to that. A big difference are the little things. And, for instance, right there,
just like that.
The ball from McKinnon intended for Hayes-Burt across the court. One of the Dixies gets in the way of it, tips it away, and all Xavier Muldrow could do is tap it out of bounds just to kill it. Otherwise, that was going to be a live ball, and you know, no doubt Dixie's going to run it in again. They have been scoring like crazy, but it's the little things like Killian Larson. He's got four shots from 2 feet away in his wheelhouse, and he's missed them all. Now, he has made a couple, but Killian is usually so good from up close. He's just having a little bit of an off night thus far. Can they change it? Can they run it up and get close? Absolutely. I'm not giving up on the DUs yet. No way.
Well, right now, Killian Larson picks up his fourth foul, and he's, again, frustrated. Has that same look Jim Harbaugh had when Stanford played USC. USC tried to run out the clock by scoring another touchdown. But right now, we're not worried about Stanford. We're worried about the DU Penguins. And that's a big take and rebound by Killian Larson. McNally passes over to Collins. Collins, fast break. Delilah, like what Coach Carter would say, but they'll slow it down. Collins shoots the J. No, rebounded hard by the Giants. Hayes Burt to the other Giant. Larson, soft touching in.
Up and under. That's a simple. No, that was not a simple shot either.
Oh, but answering back is right there, number 40, Tom Whitehead, the forward. It's an incredible game today.
That was a three ball from the left wing from a mile and a half away. That's an answer.
Oh, Collins with the take, no, but rebounded again, Killian Larson. He is hearing the radio station call his name a lot, and he's just laying the balls up and in. I should be louder so he can hear me.
Well, he must have heard us because he's knocked down the last three in a row.
Right now, Donovan Plunkett has the ball and pass it over back to Tom Whitehead.
That's us taking credit again for Killian's fine play.
Why not? But all the credit, I'll give it all to Coach Brett Tiovanni, and I'll give it all to Killian Larson. Without Tiovanni, I'll say Larson wouldn't be where he is right now. Larson's a good player, and Tiovanni's such a good coach. Tiovanni. Still rusty, but we'll see. A bad shot there by Griffin Jones, and pushing it is Muldrow to Collins. Finds the open man, but just telegraphed. That pass was telegraphed by Tom Whitehead. And right there, referee just gives me a good call. And here it is, Muldrow passes it off to McNally. And he's going to go one-on-one with Cole. And Cole smiles at each other once the ball just gets inbound. It's just that competitive spirit. Collins stuck in the corner, gives to Haysbert. Haysbert back to Larson. Pump faking off. Blant dominating the paint against Orojo. And they're saying Larson shuffled the feet. And, yeah, I agree with that call.
He pushed off on the way up. Orojo had him.
Larson.
And he tried to step around him. And Larson, at 6'10", with that gigantic frame, just shoved Orojo away, and you can't do it on the way up. A clean step around is accepted, but a push off, which is too. Oh, there's a pinch on Cole. Everybody saw that one. But the point here is that Larson pushed off, and it's a bummer because the bucket was waved off. And you want to keep Killian in that momentum mode. You know, he feeds off of good play. You give him a couple makes, and he really starts making everything. Hate to have that slow down at all.
Bam, and answers right back. Killian Larson, just like what Stu said, feed him the ball, and he'll give it to you in the paint. But Larson really has to calm down with his emotions because he almost got teed up for throwing the ball really back hard to the referee. Right now, we got immediate timeout, and so we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Be a part of an ongoing tradition that doesn't die.
Success.
Because being good just isn't good enough.
Do work. Go Penguins.
More than being able to go to the grocery store or ride the bus alone or do all the things that sighted people can do, to have a guide dog is to embrace all those little things in life, the experiences, the moments we often take for granted that give life joy and purpose.
Finding such a friend doesn't happen by itself. It happens because of all the passionate people at Guide Dogs for the Blind, the puppy raisers and dog trainers, the veterinarians, the volunteers.
Chili the Penguin is in the house. Piob is alongside Stuart Horn with you inside of 13 minutes. Penguins back out on the floor. End of the timeout. Here he is, folks. Patrick Kayab-Yab.
Right now, Dixie State inbounding the ball. Playing full court press, first time I seen that. For tonight's game, Dixie State against Dominican Penguins. DJ Piab, known as Patrick Kiyab-Yab, alongside Stuart Horn. And Cole passes off to Rojo. He'll shoot a three. No. Rebounded by Carrillo. Carrillo pushes it alongside. He's running. Off back iron to Hayes. Bird lays up and dunks it home. He dunked it home. The big man pulling it over. What a play. Dixie State has the ball. And Donovan going to try not to turn it over. He'll pass it over to Griffin Jones. Jones back to Clegg. Clegg to Cole. Orojo lays it up and in and draws the foul. Blocking foul after the big dunk by Haysbert. That's just going to draw momentum back to Dixie State once the crowd was available here at the Collins Center. First time I heard him yell in a long time. Orojo, number 54, going to try to complete the three-point play. The last person to wear 54, I remember, was Horace Grant. Didn't shoot the three ball, was a big man just like Orojo. But he had the goggles, Orojo doesn't. And checking in for Orojo is Solomon Jensen. Jensen, don't let the balding hair fool you. This guy's a strong player.
What does the receding hairline have to do with the strength of his play?
The receding hairline may think that he may be old, he may be brittle, but he's not. He's boxing out Killian right there. But Carrillo nails a three. 52-36 Penguins trying to get back. And the receding hairline may fool a lot of people. Brian Cardinal had it for the Golden State Warriors. Fooled people.
Rick Barry
had
he
the receding hairline.
He never fooled anybody. He was great and they knew it.
Manu Ginobili. Many people. But right now, it's stolen by Carrillo. The freshman stunt crosses over to Collins. No, but he's fouled and he takes a tumble. He'll take a trip to the line. Let's see if he could capitalize on that foul. This guy knows how to throw it down. He was on the commercial for NBC.
That was the attempted left-handed hammer jam of life. And he really hurt. Look, he's looking at that left wrist. Because he was so far above the rim, Piab, that when he came down to jam that thing home and the foul happened, now he misses.
You know, shooting free throws may not just be in his game. It just might be shooting regular J's, three-pointers, and dunking. He's an offensive stud. Needs work on the defense a little, as what I've seen from him. He's fast, but not as fast as my man Muldrow. Muldrow, one of the fastest point guards in the league, but we're going to take a mandatory timeout, and I'll be back in 30 with my boy Stuart Horn.
I am
a Dominican University athlete.
Dominican University of California proudly competes in the NCAA 2 division.
There's Ziegler, header, and it's in, goal, Penguins!
And the student athletes of Dominican University hold some of the highest GPAs on campus.
Just over the head, and it's in, Bratsburg with their second goal.
Give our athletes your support by attending games here at Dominican, or visit them on the web at www.dominicanathletics.com. You can also listen to Penguin Action Live via your smartphone or online at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you, and go Penguins.
Bumped up right side, helped across, and that's it! Swingle with the block, Josh! Swingle puts it away, and the Penguins with their first conference victory.
And well, the Penguins are trying to look for their first conference victory. The Penguins right now are in a slump. 14-game losing streak. On their way for 15th, but still a lot of basketball left to play. 11 minutes, 26 seconds left. DJ Piab and Stuart Horn in the Conlin Center here on radio.dominican.edu. You want to find us? Go to dominicanathletics.com/telecast. And here comes Barnes telling everyone to get out of the way. He's going to take over the game. Oh, Collins trying to look for a jump ball, but he's caught for the foul. Reaching in on Tom Whitehead. That's Collins' second foul. Team foul fifth.
Correct this, what you just said about telecast.
I'm sorry. If you want to find us, it's www.dominicanathletics.com/live video.
There we go.
Oh, what a jam. The jam, the receding hairline, man. Tom Whitehead. I'm telling you,
no,
went up
no,
there.
No, that's
like,
a different dude.
But I'm telling you, this guy just put up there a two-hand stuff at home at the Conlin Center. Almost turning it over. It's Carrillo, but gets the ball up to Muldrow. Oh, I traveled. Tried to do a slip and slide in the video game, but they called it walking. Just like football, the knee hits the ground that's traveling. Here comes Donovan, going to inbound it to Whitehead. Whitehead back to Donovan, and Donovan going to run point for a while. He's going to try to look for Barnes, who's been a stocking stuffer. Here at the Conley Center, he's been storming the Dominican home parade. They're raining on their parade, but right now Donovan will take it up. Rebound by Larson. He's going to look for a fast break. He will. Carrillo running the break, trying to find the open man. But instead, he'll just cross over back and look for more people and try to set up the offense. This guy's a class act. He's a great point guard. He could score. He could shoot the J. Needs some more polishing up to do, but Larson gets hit in the mouth.
Larson broke a tooth.
And he broke a tooth. He broke a tooth. Incredible. Bleeding.
Timeout.
His tooth is broken.
Larson got hit in the mouth, broke his tooth out, and he's off to the training table right now. I was looking right in his eyes. He shot the jumper from the left side, and he got nailed. Hey, you want to fix that? And Killian came down and got the tooth broken, and now he's over on the training table with Jesse Mazza. So we'll bring you the update on Larson. In the meantime, they bring Collins back in along with Haysbert and Carrillo and Muldrow and Hart.
Big squeeze.
Big. With 9:25, Hart goes left side. No. Larson's checking it out. So Jones then picks up a foul. His third, the fifth for the team. 9:17 to go. 57-36. Penguins down. And we are in the fourth quarter. Here's P-Up.
Right now, you don't want to see injuries on any team, and especially a big loss on Killian Larson, the best big man on the team, just lost a tooth. I hope he didn't pull a David Lee and has to be out 2 weeks just because a tooth was in his elbow. But it doesn't seem the case here for Killian Larson, but
no,
the Penguins do turn the ball over.
It's one of his top front two teeth, the one on the right, get busted in kind of the angle like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. And I saw him, he had it right on the tip of his tooth. I mean, on the tip of his tongue. And he just pulled it out and was holding it there. And I don't know what they're going to do with it, if they're going to preserve it, put it in milk or something. It broke his tooth right in half. I think an elbow hit it. We'll find out.
Yep, I'm reading Killian's lip. He said an elbow just came up, hit him in the chin, and it hit his teeth, and now his teeth are crooked.
Kids, that's an ad for wearing your dental guard, that mouth guard that some players wear. I think that had Killian been wearing it, one could make the argument he would not have sustained such an injury. Daniel Chaladinas gets ready to come in. 8:46 to go. Referees in conference with Brett Tavani.
And here's some trivia, Stu. Who is the first player in the NBA to wear the mouth guard?
You mean just the tooth guard?
The mouth guard, just the mouthpiece.
Just the mouthpiece.
Yeah.
First player?
Mm-hmm. So where is it every game? No, it was Charles Barkley.
What? That had to come way before Barkley.
Charles Barkley was the one that wore it on his upper and his lower.
Oh,
he did
upper
all...
and lower.
Yeah.
Well, when you're a pretty boy like Barkley.
Did all the dirty work, goes coast to coast, dunks it into short shorts.
Just don't watch him swing a golf club.
Yeah.
Well, that's good trivia. Where'd you come up with that trivia?
I just knew that ever since I was a kid.
Okay.
Space Jam.
It just seems like the mouth guard came a long way before then.
But what Daniel a Chaladinus. Take by Chaladinus. Huge web, but on the break, Cole to Donovan. Donovan, mid-range, Jay, yes, sir.
Boy, can these guys answer.
Oh, man, their field goal percentage is out of the house, 60%. And the Penguins only shooting 39%. Oh, man. On, and their defense, they're running a 3-2 zone. Alley-oop Collins, no! Rebounded. Donovan pushing the break. He's looking. Takes it himself coast to coast. Dixie State. 63-38. This game is getting blown out.
That's Donovan Plunkett, fans, who went the distance after the missed alley-oop.
Another alley-oop. Yes, sir. Haysbert. The only big man left on this squad besides Chaladinus. But Cole gives it back. And that's Tom Whitehead. Back to Cole. Cole up and in. The Storm right now are playing like they are 8-4.
They are storming the Penguins big time.
The Penguins need an answer, and they need it fast.
I like your line in the first half. They're raining on the Penguins.
Oh, blocked. Whitehead to Haysbert. Whitehead said, freshman, get out of my house. That is the second block. But they're, oh, no, they called a foul on Whitehead.
Yeah, and Haysbert's at 6'8".
Yeah.
Haysbert went flying. So it was not a clean block from the 6'6" Whitehead. Whitehead got a lot of skin on that one. Sent Haysbert flying. There's a foul. There's a timeout. Media style, radio.dominican.edu.
Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own, host your own radio show 1 hour a week?
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communication Department. But I hate to say it, now it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
For those of you seeking a unique and innovative journey through college, communications is the major for you. Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain. Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write, speak, and even have a universally broadcasted radio show. Multiple routes can be taken with communications. So if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major.
All right, thank you very much, DJ T-Baby. A lineup change, fans, for those of you watching on the B2 network. Leon Hart is now wearing number 40 as the report is that he got some blood from somebody. Normally wears number 45, got some blood on that jersey. So they switched it over to number 40. And Haysbert goes to the line and misses the first one. Now, if you are watching on B2 right now, it's not going to be that confusing because Leon Hart is not on the floor. Yeah, Haysbert knocks down the second one. And Cole will bring it up with 7:19 to go. Here is Pia.
Right now, the report is that Killian Larson did get his tooth chipped in half, so that's going to be a bad view. But right now, Donovan goes over and under but doesn't complete the layup. Donovan passes to Cole. Cole, pump face, crossover. And, hey, quick on quick right now, McNally on Cole. Cole passes it to Landon Clegg, but Clegg's left foot was out of bounds, so Dominican ball. Let's see what the Dominican Penguins can do. Can they answer? Mark Ramirez to McNally. To Collins, back to McNally. McNally's just trying to run the offense right now. Collins passes it back. Great coast-to-coast pass, but Mark Ramirez cannot make it.
Mark Lewis
cannot make it. Lewis, the school president, Scott Hops. But right now, the storm is just raining on the Penguins parade right now. Cole has the ball, crossover. It's stuck, and it's tipped by, it looked like it was last tipped by Ian Collins, but they're going to call it Dominican ball. Dominican Penguins are right now trying to get the crowd involved, trying to do something. They're trying to throw it down, trying to make some threes. Nothing's working right now on offense. Shooting, but they improved shooting, 43% from the field from last 37. But that ball's off by McNally, rebounded by Cole, the little man. Cole, 5 minutes left in the game, says slow it down, and he will. Maurice Cole, the junior out of Norwalk, California, Santa Fe. The guard, 6 foot junior, 175 pounds, all muscle. Cole passes it back to Griffin Jones. Jones will pass it back to Cole. Cole running the point. Collins almost slipped. Cole, a little jumper right in front of Haysbert's face, rebounded and back up and in. That was there by Derek Owen, the sophomore. Forward, 6'8". Collins picks up the dribble to Haysbert, the freshman, gets hammered, and he is only 50% from the line right now. It's tough to watch, 67-41 here at the Conlin Center. Dixie State lead. It's me, DJP. I'm known as Patrick Hayabyab, alongside Stuart Horn. And, well, the 14-game losing streak may be extended to 15. But the Penguins really want to improve the game right now. Haysbert makes the first one. Let's see if he can make the first. Haysbert, the big guy, the big freshman, tallest freshman in the dorm. Penafort or Fanjo. And nails. Oh, misses the second. And it looks like Mike Wells was calling for instant replay. But guess what? Killian Larson, the big man, checking back in. I like the confidence he has back. Even though he chipped the tooth, he's going to be back and he's going to play. Maybe he'll do some dunking later. We'll see. Ball movement by Dixie State. Jumper. No, sir. Chaladinas tips it off of Dixie State. Man, that's Cole. And the Dominican Penguins will get the ball. And guess what? Larson showing some heart, showing some carrot, and he's going to play. Right now, Coach Tovani, very, very, very upset right now. McNally asking for instructions. Dominican ball, 4:38 left to play, 32 on the shot clock. 8 fouls are on Dixie State. But here comes Lewis. Lewis passes over again. And that's Chaladinas. Oh, mishandled by Larson. Here comes a break by Dixie State. State lays it up and in. And they're going to call for a timeout. And right now we cannot be happy with the performance that Dominican Penguins have right now. No three balls have been made at all, but we're going to take a media timeout here on radio.dominican.edu. Penguin basketball coming up in 30 seconds.
Live via your smartphone or online at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you and go Penguins.
Bumped up right side, helped across, and that's it! Swingle with the block, Josh! Swingle puts it away! And the Penguins with their first conference victory!
Reach the eye.
No, fellas, you are not listening to Looney Tunes. You are listening to Penguin basketball here at the Conlin Center on radio.dominican.edu. Penguin ball. They're gonna try to keep some time left on the clock by rolling the ball. Lewis has the ball, pump fakes. Back to McNally. McNally has the ball up after taking a shot to the tooth. Larson is still playing. Gets the rebound off Cole, but Dixie still has the ball. Man, you gotta love the heart that Killian Larson is showing here tonight. You gotta love it. No one else can play. Stuart Horn just said he'd go to the doctor after taking a shot to the face. And a tooth comes out, but right now, Dixie State is in control.
And I'd want to be in an ambulance.
Yeah, I would too. I don't want to be like David Lee and be out for 3 weeks. That this guy is a man.
Yeah, you gotta admire Killian's. You're right. He's just a man. Taking a shot like that, bust his tooth off, and we're not talking a little tiny chip. This thing's busted in half. I mean, he's 90 feet away from us right now, and he just turned a smile, and you can see it.
Yeah, that's just a nasty gushing blood out of his jaw.
Well, wait a minute. No, he's not gushing blood, is he?
It seems like it. You can tell. Right there, there's blood on some tissue that Killian has in his mouth. So we're going to see if he could still be able to play if there's blood in his mouth.
Wow, I didn't notice that. All I noticed was the gaping hole where his tooth used to be. Oh, poor Killian. Well, you and I are both going to see him first thing in the morning, so we'll talk to him about it. With 3:33 to go, the Penguins are officially getting creamed. 69-42. Radio.Dominican.edu.
And be a part of an ongoing tradition that doesn't die.
Success.
Because being good just isn't good enough.
All right, fans. 3.5 minutes to go until this one's in the books. But I'll tell you what, it's in the books for quite a few fans tonight as a lot of fans have left. Perhaps classes tomorrow, although, as most of you know, very few students have class on a Friday.
I have class on a Friday. Maybe
unless
Stu,
your name is P.
Maybe Stu can move it to a Thursday. We'll see. But right now, it's bad news for the Penguins. Down 69-42.
Yeah, I don't think the people are leaving because they have class in the morning.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Maybe they want to go out on a date, get a restaurant. Maybe they're on their date right now and they just want to leave. But right now, free throw shooting by Dixie State. And Brett Adams makes them both. Mark Lewis finds the open to Dallas. Almost broke the ankles. Almost broke the ankles of Brett Adams. Larson, broken tooth and all. Soft touching in. Did the big sky hook. Call him Patrick O'Brien. Call him the man you know as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He did a good move there, but Chris Cole trying to shake and bake. Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis, a senior.
Junior.
As a junior. But he's being matched up on another junior. Cole. Cole passes it back to a Dixie State Red Storm man, and ball's up and out. Last miss was right there. Last miss was there by Derek Owen. Chaladinas, oh, that just hit backboard. That was ugly. There's an open man, but a foul on Leon Hart. He just ran over Cole. And, gotta love the sportsmanship, too, by Killian Larson. He's doing everything. He's a good Samaritan. Picked up Cole right when he fell. So Cole will get a trip to the line. That was a clear path foul, so that means Cole will get a trip to the line. Not a shooting foul. Only 7 team fouls for Dominican. 10 you're in the bonus. Rebound by Larson. Larson finds the open man. McNally trying to run the break. McNally slows down. McNally finds Lewis to Chaladinas. Back to Lewis. And there's McNally. 3 ball. No. Rebound Larson. Larson. MVP for today's game. I call it. He's a good Samaritan and all. Gets a tooth out. Gets the rebound. Pulls it up and in. And he's in double digits. And yes, Cole stepped out of bounds. Dominican ball, 71-46. 2 minutes and 9 seconds left to play. DJ Piov, Stuart Horn at the Conlin Center. Opening day for the second half. here on radio.dominican.edu. Chaladinas, three ball, no. Larson, rebound again. Takes it up and in. The big man is a double-double machine. I guess he does love contact. Oh, foul.
Larson's getting better since that tooth got broken.
Yep. He's an energy man. He's a guy you need. He could be a captain. And he's one of the nicest guys I've met in my life. Picking up Cole on a fast break after a foul. Not a lot of people do that, even in the NBA. Hayes Burt going to check in for Leon Hart, who's just mad. He almost just bumped into the referee. Frustration on the look of his face. I don't want to say anything if he's close to the radio station. Rebound by Larson. Larson starting the break to Lewis. Crossover. Double fake. Oh, but the ball's just tipped. And yes, Dixie State will run it with Cole. Cole, the point guard, slowing it down. A minute 37 less to play. Here on radio.dominican.edu, the fans do not look happy. And look at Brett Silvani just yelling. I could hear that. And there's a foul.
That was Lee Cretian, assistant coach.
Lee Cretian, assistant coach, yelling. Dominican Penguins ready to play with 71-48 on tonight's game against Dixie State from Utah. Oh, man. I'm surprised they didn't call a foul there. But stolen by McNally. Just throws it up. Tries to look for Killian Larson, who took a shot. Another shot after getting hit in the tooth. But here comes Cole. Smile on his face. A minute four left. No reason. Oh, man. Lewis strips the ball out. They're sliding to the station. And they're going to call a foul. Yep. White 31. That was right there by the referee. And that's Lewis.
That was tremendous effort by Mark Lewis. I got to give him all the credit in the world for that one. He threw his body on that thing, and the Penguins are down by 23 points. And Lewis still playing very, very hard after the ball.
I thought he was going to run into us.
Yeah, he was on his way right toward us, wasn't he?
Yeah, I just hope he got enough hops to jump over me and you, Stu. Rebound Larson again. Fast break. Here we go. McNally coast to coast. No, but there's a foul on the play. Oh, but it seems like it's an offensive foul. It's an offensive foul on the Dominican Penguins.
52 seconds to go, and they're
still
playing hard.
52 seconds. I get, no, I'm sorry, 32. 32 will get a trip to the line. That's McNally.
Well, he deserved it. Everybody came down on top of him.
McNally's first is good. 71-49. Let's see if the Penguins would get 50. Let's just make it a 20-point game. Let's see if the Penguins could do that. 71-49. McNally gets one more chance. Let's see McNally. Foot on the nail. Knocks it down. Substitution, Carrillo. McNally gets subbed out. Barnes is in. The star point guard for Dixie State. John Berger. First playing time we've seen him. Orojo back to Barnes, and Barnes is just going to hold on. No reason to try to score here. Just ball movement. Fundamentals. Back to another Dixie State man. That's Landon Clegg. Clegg to Orojo. Orojo, big fella. Gets stripped by Tyler Sokol, but they're going to call a foul on him. Yup, Tyler Sokol, 41.
Sokol's another 6'10er the Penguins have lying in wait alongside Killian Larson.
Tyler Sokol, 6'10. He's just another Anthony Randolph. Randolph, skinny, needs to get bigger. Same with Tyler Sokol. If Sokol gets bigger, he gets stronger, and maybe he'll get more playing time that way.
Yeah, maybe so. 40 pounds, Sokol's a bona fide threat. That's what Killian did in the offseason, and now he plays 30-plus minutes a game, more.
Maybe protein shakes or something. Let's see if the Penguins can bring it to 20. Lewis, jumper. Yes, it's to 20. It's to 20. I'm not calling it a victory, but that's 10 buckets. Not that bad.
That was smooth. Lewis does have a beautiful shot, the six-footer.
Yeah. But the most smoothest shot is not from the men's squad. It's from the women's. Melissa Wise. She has the nicest stroke I've seen from a Dominican Penguin. Well, Dixie State just going to run the clock.
That's huge to say that. I mean, that's gigantic praise to say the best stroke you've seen from Melissa Wise. And I'm just thinking, I've seen Wise play quite a bit.
Her shot looks really smooth. I'm not saying it's the best. I'm saying it's a very smooth release. Nice jumper.
And that, look, you don't have to back up. If I don't agree, you can still stay Melissa Wise.
I'm not saying
I don't agree. The first one goes down. But you're right. Wise does have a very – I just never thought of her that way. I'm going to have to think about that. We'll get back to you on Saturday night.
But most consistent shot, you got to say, Michael Wells. Freshman player of the year.
Wells has a very smooth stroke. One of the best. That's definitely one of the best I've ever seen. Right up there with Pat Fahey and Jonathan Weber. And those are two great Penguins from years past. 74-52 fans. Game over. Penguin streak goes to 15 games. The Penguins have not won yet. However, Piab and I win. Because we had another great night here at the broadcast area at Dominican University of California. I want to thank all of you for listening to us worldwide. Our next broadcast, Saturday night, this Saturday, the 22nd, Grand Canyon, the Lopes. Antelopes in the house. Women, 5:30. Guys, 7:30. Killian, we just walked by, said he's going to the dentist first thing in the morning. See you in two nights, fans. I'll be back. Piab will be here. Radio.dominican.edu.